you know, he kind of bunch. He kind of runs up the tree like, but it grows more in a bunch. Like, that's a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
And part, you know, and part of Nile Divide is bigger in that other, in the other.
I see. Well, thank you. That's why he told you it was a dropsy.
Yes. Well,
I just remember, tell you the truth, but he said one got three leaves and one got five leaves.
Uh-huh.
Now, he asked me, do you know, I walked with him here. He was a castrator. He's the man I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Go and have the whole community to bring stock together, cutting mules and bulls and things. Got about $3 or $5 a head. Sometime he'd have 150 in a barn. He'd go and say, we can come back with $3,000 or $4,000 more than most of us getting that.
Yeah.
He's my grandfather's foreman. I was in the old home house here. And he knew us all. My father used to visit. He'd come by here and he's the man. I was telling you the other day, buddy, got some grandson down here below Windman. Two houses just alike. They may have the record. He could tell you that. I imagine they knew all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Harris.
Mm-hmm.
He owned this place. My grandfather worked with him before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to school in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, did he?
Married a woman on the line of Virginia, a few miles from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought my grandfather here, gave him to his wife. That's the reason he came down here. All his brothers and things up in Philadelphia.
Oh, is that right?
Was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, told me, what you have this is? And I told him, oh no, there ain't no poison oak. This is dropsy vine. Now I just remember, I just tell the whore, I think I'm going to go over if I ever think of it in the right time, drive right by to get out. But I never had to call my sister's place. That old vine, imagine, still I run all over the fence. I just went over there with him to the Browns's. So he had a mule, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he had broke it up and chewed it. He said, believe it or not, he says, this is one thing that'll get the dropsy. He said, I've cured a many person with this year vine that the doctors couldn't do anything with the dropsy. He said, it swelled up big as a barrel, and the doctor couldn't do anything with it. But just chew this and swallow the juice, all that'll urinate every bit. Say, he know it would do it. So you just chew that and swallow it, and you don't get the dropsy in your head.
That's the dropsy vine.
And he called that, what you call it? Dropsy vine.
Dropsy vine. I see.
And, but I don't know which one you got the three. Which one she said the three?
She said the ivy.
She know I don't know where she understanding like him and that. But I'd just like to know.
Yes.
Cause he said it sure do it. You know those old remedies when you done tested them out. Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's well read, you know, and it pays to listen to some folks like that. I think.
How about that bush that turns red in the fall, bright red. There's a bush that turns red in the fall, very, real bright red. Does shoemake sound, does the word shoemake sound familiar to you?
Shoemake.
What is that?
Oh.
Poison bush.
Oh yeah. Shoemake, let me see. Shoemaker berries. That's when it had berries,
mm-hmm.
red kind of berries, seed rather,
mm-hmm.
larger than a sorghum seed.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a bush. It's put you in the mind of a order of a fig bush, something like that, but have berries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shoemaker berries. Yeah, I'm thinking about a pasture that used to be right across over there in the field. I don't know where it is there, that shoemaker.